There's a lot of opinions floating around these days, and I got my own, you know. They may not be publicly acceptable, they may get me canceled, but it's my goddamn American right to speak them. And if you got a problem with that, suck my dick. In a world made for the weak, the meek, the beta males and the sheep, too soft for debate. If they don't agree, then they just block and try to censor whatever you speak. Only like minds on the timeline that they seek. They anti this and anti that. So close-minded, really, they just anti-facts. And you can show them the proof, but if it doesn't all align with their views that they've been programmed with from the news, then they don't want to hear it or even fucking be near it. See, the truth is too much for their spirit, that's why they fear it. They try to tell me no, but fuck it, I'ma say it anyway. I've been waiting for the government to kill me any day. What the fuck? I'm not important enough? Must I talk about the vax, how they poisoning us? Or the Vatican and all the little boys that they touch? I'm not scared. Shit, it's not like I'm avoiding this stuff. Yeah, the First Amendment still lives on through me and certain other motherfuckers who ain't on TV. We the last dinosaurs alive in AD. When we're gone, then you'll really know that freedom ain't free. But if everybody got to showing some balls, these agendas they've been pushing will be slow to a crawl. But y'all so fucking soft, obeying and going along, sitting there triggered over a song. I know the type, got a Black Lives Matter sign on the front porch, never had a black person in the house. Yeah, it's time to call them out. Virtue signal motherfuckers ain't about shit, they just running at the mouth with these pre-programmed points of view and these ludicrous facts. Asian hate, stop acting like you knew about that. If you need a safe space, there's some room in the back with fresh vaginal wipes you can use while I rap, pussy. Yeah, it helps them all sleep at night knowing they signed a petition for equal rights for transgenders, talking like it's their fight when in reality they never met one in their life. They don't donate or actually do nothing about it. They just sit there sipping Mountain Dew on their couches while they clapping for each other and circle jerking themselves. Applaud the loss of freedom and cancel those who rebel. And I'm the bad guy because I'm white and not gay, which means that I'm a bigot and discredits what I say. But I'd rather have some toxic masculinity than have an inner bitch in me, bitch, so suck a dick of three. See, the algorithm's keeping you lost, and now you're caught in an echo chamber of your own thoughts. Let me talk while I can and speak to all my supporters before there's lawyers, threats, and gag orders. Cause nowadays that's the American way, with this false administration that has led us astray. They want the country to heal, but they don't spell with an A. What they mean is to obey and do whatever they say, but we tired of that. So when I'm here to rap, I got a duty to the people to bring light to the facts. Never see a day I'm taking it back. If I gave a shit, then I'd use a mask for wiping my ass. And when it comes to the shot, I don't care if you got it, why you care if I didn't? I'm not understanding the logic. Shit, it's such a hot topic, you can get them in malls. I just got my 8th booster, fucking round of applause. People scared to say it, so they just say nothing instead. So let me make myself clear so they don't twist what I said. Hell yeah, I'll get the shot with a gun to my head after they pull the trigger and they vaccinate me dead.
And I ain't no Democrat, I ain't no fucking Republican either.
These motherfucking raw thoughts.
I'm a free-thinking citizen of the United States of America, goddammit.
Raw thoughts.
And I've been seeing where this world's going, where this country's going, it makes me sick.
These motherfucking raw thoughts.
Fuck the New World Order. Take that vaccine and shove it up your ass.
Raw thoughts.
Oh, y'all thought I was done? Hell no. This is Raw Thoughts. You know how we do. Line these motherfuckers up. It's time to get to work.
Where should I start? Joe Biden, I guess. Old Yeller. Shit, I'm honestly surprised he hasn't died on us yet. You ain't a president, dog. Shit, you don't have to pretend. Come on, Joe. We all know that you ain't actually win. Yeah, them puppet strings holding you up. Weak into Bernie's. Dementia really slowing you up. Should we be worried? You're tripping upstairs. Then you're sniffing on hair. Someone go and get this geriatric man a wheelchair. And then you got a son making lots of loot from the Ukraine. And blew it on prostitutes. So I snort a line of crack rock off the protective case up on Hunter Biden's laptop. So I'm typing in caps lock like, hi Fauci, I seen that mail leak, dog. Better get a better antivirus called a Geek Squad. The king of backtracks. Last time I seen that many wrong numbers was me when I failed math class. And Jen Psaki, I'm getting sick of that lying twat fire crotch. Always trying to tell me they'll require shots. But if it's shots that they want, I'll let them have it. If they knocking on my door, checking my vaccine status. Andrew Cuomo, grabbing asses like the old days. Still had time to kill more old people than old age. We all hate you, judge and defame you. I speak for all Italians, we don't claim you. Injected Rachel Maddow with a fatal strain of mad cow. Walked her up a massive flight of steps and kicked her back down. See your news come out, make me wanna smack the dick right out of Anderson Cooper's mouth. So ask your senator. Canada, pass me the AstraZeneca vax. Your relative's dad, go and jab your stepmother rapid, testing your ass when you have a temperature shit. We going nuts, don't vax the messenger. Like Kamala Harris and Guantanamo Barrack. She's incarcerated so many people, I think it merits leaving her there to rot. She deserving of it either way. Just be sure you don't forget to go and throw the key away. Now you can call me insane, but Ted Cruz is actually growing on me. Wait, let me explain. Shot-wise, he's been freedom of choice, while also fighting for the First Amendment, which I need for my voice to get out. So no matter how bad that I wanna hate, I give credit where it's due. I know it's a hot take, but before I'm off the subject, wait, you still ugly. Shit, Arya Stark won't even wear your face. I'll impregnate Melinda Gates. She said my dick was great. I said, shut up, bitch, get back in the kitchen, fill my dinner plate. Then I liquidated Bill's estate, blew their house up with them in him, let them incinerate. Gathered up their ashes and slipped them into some boxes. The FDA approved it and shipped it off to the masses. Had some side effects, but they ain't worried about that shit. Long as I ain't tell no one and pay my taxes. Get your vaccine, shoot up like 15. And don't forget to go collect your free Krispy Kreme. Go and get tested for fun to get a swab high. Cause there's nothing quite like huffing ethanol oxide. And Zuckerberg will try to censor my words. Jack Dorsey shadow banning this revenge of the nerds. New rules trying to regulate life as it was. More mandates than gay night at the club. So I'm sorry that I had to come and stop the show before we all need a motherfucking shot to go anywhere. So someone had to come and rock the boat and say shit that even Tom McDonald won't. And I'm just one guy with the balls to say what I see, even if I sound off a ways. All I know is that we're way too lost to save at this point. I could write a raw thoughts a day. Shit, but these are my opinions and I'm allowed to speak them. You wanna get the shot? Do you? It's called freedom. You don't, then you don't. Stop forcing vaccinating, cause to me, that's like pushing pork belly on a vegan. I mean it. Disagree with my views, that's all fine. I respect you for yours, respect me for mine. We don't gotta draw a line in the sand or nothing. Just respect a motherfucker that'll stand for something. So keep watching the news and keep trusting the numbers. I'll keep digging for truth and tell them what I discover as they cancel motherfuckers just for raising their hand. I'll pull my megaphone out and get to taking a stand. Raw thoughts.
Wow, 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 wow. Chris Webby, Raw Thoughts 5, came out a month ago, November 9th, 2021. Actually, 2 months ago. And all credit goes to the Dollar Vigilante who pointed me to Chris Webby. I've never heard of him. I believe he's 33, or 34 right now. And I believe his inspiration was Eminem, who I still think was one of the greater rappers. I'm not a big rap person, but because Jeff Berwick from Dollar Vigilante plays a lot of rap, truth rap anyway, he's turned me back onto it. And this Chris Webby is incredibly talented. And that's why I love the internet and other truth tellers, because they point to so much content coming out right now, including this one. It's I thought that was powerful. Wow, look at all the things he said. He's even shouted out Tom McDonald, the Canadian rapper. Apparently, Tom McDonald, he won't speak certain truth. What would that be about? There's only one thing that people won't talk about now, and that's the COVID shot, the lethal injection, and whether it is deadly and whether it should be mandatory. We can see it's going, they're going to say everything but to make it mandatory. And what else did he say? Yeah, just, man, that's really good. That's really good stuff. I tried to put it on FakoTube earlier in the day, but it didn't go through. I don't know why, so I don't know what's going on. So I'm going to put it back on. I'm trying again to put it on FakoTube. And wow, what a day today for finally. Things are happening really fast right now. Anyone else feeling that? Things are really moving quickly in the world. If you just, that's one of the reasons why I have to do this show almost every single day, because if I miss a day, I'll just get buried. And I don't always post because I have to listen to the stuff too. I usually listen to stuff before I post it. And I don't just post stuff usually without listening to it, except maybe the odd audio chat. We have a 16-hour audio chat on New Year's Eve, and we got another 5-6 hours on the weekend. fake11.com/discord if you want to join in. All the audios are at fakeologist.com/audio. We're pumping out more content than just about anybody else. We've got blog, we've got fakeologist.com, we got FakeoTube, we got the forums, we've got the Discord, we got the Telegram. They're all separate entities. So if we get shut down in one place, we'll be live somewhere else. We're communicating on all of them. Napoleon Wilson, shout out, is moderating, I believe, FakeoTube comments, even though there's not too many. He's on the moderation crew for Telegram. And he's also helping out on the comments on Fakeologist. The comments have gone right down for some reason on Fakeologist. Maybe it's because I have better spam blocking. So shout out to all the supporters. Thanks to Velaset, who's, I finally got his little computer box from Australia, 2 months. And we just set it up today. And the Discord should be going out sound leveled now. So fantastic. Thank you, Velaset. Fantastic. I appreciate it. Velaset is a great example of give your time, talent, or treasure to Fakeologist if you want to support our work. Velaset puts in the time. He gives us his talent, and he also put in his treasure. He donated a good chunk of this little computer he sent me. It's just a little, I think it's a NAS, a network, something. Anyway, it's a little mini computer that just does the sound for the audio chat. I'm going to probably run this show through the box. That'll be the next step. This show should sound better, maybe, next time when I get it going. We haven't tested that yet, so that's the goal. So thank you, Velaset, very, very much. Thanks, everyone who donates. We had a donation from Ian. Ian sent us a donation just recently, $3.11. There's no amount too small. And Mark H. sent $22 a couple days ago, so thank you. Greg Wyatt sent $10. It all helps. It's all fantastic. Thanks to the monthly donors. We've got $1.19, $3.11, $5, $8, $9.11, Matt G. And, of course, thanks to the sponsor for FakeoTube, who's paid that forward till May 2022. I can't believe it's already made. It's already 2022. Man, I hope we can keep going. Yeah, so sometimes I don't know where to begin, so I guess the answer is just start at the beginning. I invited Marcus on. Marcus is doing some good work on the Infinite Plane, Infinite Papers Telegram. He does not want to come on, so I'm not going to ask again. So if all those people that wanted to talk to him, I have him on. He's not coming on. He says he's too busy trying to expose truth. I still think that there's time to do a show, but he doesn't want to do it. So that's my final answer on that for all those who want to have him on. So shout out to, I'll just read the people in the chat. Don't forget at fakeologist.com/live/live. We are on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, DLive, and of course FakeoTube. I'll just say hi to the people that are in the chat. Hello, Napoleon. Hello, Bad Saturday. Hello, Skate and Destroy. Lost Spider Phallus. And Pear. Okay, Pear. Pear wants to come on. Do I like F-bombs? Well, if you have to F-bomb, I'll listen. If you want to call in, just give me a second and I'll set up the phone line. Otherwise, actually, you know what? Go to the Discord. Go to fake11.com/Discord. Fake11.com/Discord. I will meet you there. I will verify. I'm on the verify right now. So come in there if you want. That's how we'll take it. I guess I could set up the phone lines again. Sometimes I'm just too lazy to do it, but I'll set the phone lines up if you want. If you're calling from the United States, it's 810-666-1984. And if you're calling from Canada, It's 902-400-1984. Okay, Perry, you don't want to come on. That's, you're all talk and no action. That's okay. That's fine. I did a chat with a guy named Kev. He's a Canadian truther. I'm losing track here. I think he's from Calgary. I had another one with Heretic. He's from Toronto. And so I've done quite a few audio chats in the last few days. And they're all spontaneous for the most part. If you call the phone number and I have time, I'll talk to you. And it will be recorded and it will be put on the audio chat. So lots of content, guys. It's off the charts. The ecologist is humming. Why wouldn't we be? Because things are going crazy. And the reason why I was talking to Marcus and to Baby Yoda on Infinite Papers, because we're tracking Steve Kirsch at stevekirsch.substack.com, where it looks like he's flipped today, where he claims that the virus has been isolated, which of course is ridiculous. And he said that he trusts the experts who have done the so-called isolation. And even though it passes through kidney cells, which is only part of the misdirection, he says that doesn't matter. And he said, because there's plenty of evidence out there that says it hasn't been isolated directly from a human subject, and he says it doesn't matter. Sabine Hazan verified. I guess that's a drug company or a drug lab. Sabine Hazan. I don't know. I guess we can go look it up and see who the hell that is. Clinical trials. I don't know what it is. Where is it? It's in Ventura County, Ventura, California. With some kind of lab. Okay, so he thinks it's real. Does that mean that Steve is, we should just throw him out and stop listening to him? Well, maybe. But he's pounding out all kinds of posts every single day, maybe sometimes 5 to 10. Now, the comments are going nuts. We're already up to 401. Country Bumpkin. There's quite a few great commenters on here. By the way, here's a great tip. If you hover over a guy's name, you can see what newsletters they're subscribed to and click on them. Like Truth Barrier. I've never heard of Truth Barrier. Oh, it's Celia Farber. Oh, I like Celia. You just click here and subscribe. And you don't have to pay. Maybe later. Let's see what Celia has to say. I like Celia. See, this is the thing. It seems like everyone's moved over to Substack. I think that many people have reached out to Substack and asked if they're going to censor. Okay, so she's got lots of stuff on there. Looks like Celia's pounding them out too. A few posts every single day. Oh, right. Peter Duesberg. Actually, I forgot about that. Is Peter Duesberg still alive? Let's just check that out. Peter Duesberg. Oh, yeah, because I was listening to another great truther doctor. Oh, he's still going. Oh, man, 1936. Oh, boy, he's going to be on. He's old. I hope he's still kicking. He's 85. Okay. Has he spoken out at all? Let's take a peek, see if there's any Peter Duesberg stuff, because I liked listening to him. Duesberg, is he still going? Oh, somebody wanted to know if he was on Joe Rogan. Peter Duesberg. Is he quiet or massage chair? Is that him there? Can't be. Massage chair relief? No, that's Peter Duesberg. Sorry, wrong name. God, Google, you're useless. See how Google redirects? That's amazing. Google redirect. Yeah. There's Christine Maggiore. I liked her. I think she was real. But looks like we don't have a whole bunch of stuff on here with Peter Duesberg. What is the point of Peter Duesberg? Well, he wrote a book Let's see what the book is called, because right now it's slipping my mind. Okay. I think it's something about AIDS. The HIV virus, which has never been isolated like the coronavirus, does not cause AIDS or something like that. But I meant to download that. Inventing the AIDS virus. That's it. He's wrote a couple of them. Okay. I'm going to download them and put them in. I'm going to put them in the fake11.com/vax. Okay. I'm going to put them in that directory. fake11.com/vax. All my relevant movies and all of my relevant books. Let's download that as a PDF. I don't know why this b-ok.cc, sometimes it's in EPUB, sometimes it's PDF. I prefer PDF. So we're going to download that for you guys now. But anyway, going back to Steve's Substack, we're here live on January 9th, 2022, by the way. And let me just put the date up on the screen. January 9th, 2022. It's FAK 455. Title is, okay, Lost Spider Phallus is going to come in later. Pear, you are from Toronto. Yeah, call in, Pear. Come on, let's go. Let's go, Pear. Phone lines are open, by the way. Okay, so I've got two books now, two more books to look at. Let's get back to the Substack here. We just refreshed. Okay, here we go here. This person isn't too happy about using the money for whatever he's... Okay, Country Bumpkin says, Steve, wake up. Okay, I wish someone would explain why this virus has or has not been isolated. What does that mean? Dr. Stefan Lankis says it's something different. Dr. Herbert Shelton. So we've got, how can we wake Elon up? I don't know what he's talking about there. Larry Brownstein is quoting Dr. Kaufman. There's also Dr. Cowan. Country Bumpkin chimes in again. Once again, I'm afraid Steve is doing injustice to the efforts to expose the fraud. Yeah, I agree. Maybe Steve's going to lose his Substack. I subscribed to Substack. For Steve's Substack, I was sending him a couple bucks. I just canceled it. I just sent him a message why I canceled it. Robert Robb, 10-4. Okay. Isolation of COV2 is a circle jerk of smoke and mirrors using the contrived genomic sequences. I agree. It doesn't even matter if you can. The isolation is, I know it is a block. It is a card to pull out from underneath the house of cards. But there's way more stuff to talk about than just the isolation. It is a bit of a red herring. Barney Rubble. Great. Okay, Barney Rubble. See, he reads Bad Catitude, which I do, by the way. See, this is how you find. Look at this is how you find out what the good Substacks are. Just click on some of these truthers, and he reads the Truth Barrier. Okay, Injecting Freedom. I read that one. Very powerful linking on the internet. Although when you go back, sometimes. Okay, found the right point. So Barney Rubble's suspicious. AOC test positive for COVID. Who cares? Everyone has these so-called amino acid sequences. They're the building blocks of humanity, of proteins. So we're testing for things we know we have. We have arms. Oh, here's Alan. Alan is one of my favorite posters as well on Substack. I said to Alan, you should have your own You should have your own Substack. Steve, you should also reread this part of your post. Someone asked, the real question is, has it been isolated from a human subject without passing it through, say, monkey kidney cells? Because there is plenty of evidence out there that says it hasn't been isolated directly. The answer doesn't matter. And Alan says, this is the classical logical fallacy of the circular argument. It does matter. The entire premise of your piece is based on the logic that if they are all repeating the same fraudulent experiments, which were based on a flawed premise, that somehow these follow-up experiments are valid. They aren't. Sabine Hazen's report is chock full of nonsense. I'll put a message here. Hope Steve recants before half his audience fails. Ask Trump how it feels. Yeah, I think I was listening to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I posted that on shorts.fakeologist.com. So much content, guys. And Mike Adams, I didn't grab his video. It's on Brighteon, but Mike Adams is really depressed about Trump, and he says Trump has flipped. He's now Trump is lost. There's no way he's going to probably come back in 2024. He just lost half his base. If he had somehow, and you know it was impossible, somehow come out against the experimental biological injections, then he may have had a chance. But you know what? It depends on how the mass psychosis is in another year or two. It's really hard to say, but I think Trump lost a lot, and I know that Mike Adams is somewhat aligned with Alex Jones, and I know what we all think of Alex Jones, but on the other hand, Alex Jones is coming out strong against Trumpsky. So we're seeing a real fracture. Real fracture. Canned, okay. Canned is on our side. And Max put Christine Massey's fluoridefreepeel.ca link. We're up to 156 official government sources say they have no proof of isolation of any SARS-CoV-2 or any other virus in the history of the world, by the way, including polio. Definitely not the flu. Viruses are the wrong paradigm, people. They are the completely wrong paradigm. And I will go forth to recommend, and this I got out of the Infinite Papers Telegram group. That's Baby Yoda on there. He's the one that's pounding out all kinds of great papers. And there was a link. Somebody asked who Nancy Turner Banks was. I've never heard of her, but she's a doctor that helped rip apart the AIDS virus hoax, which used the PCR phony amplification process. And she wrote a book, I'm not sure when, it's called AIDS, Opium, Diamonds, and Empire. So I'm now listening to her interviews with different people over the past couple of years. And I grabbed a couple of clips out of this 25 minute interview she did. And just fantastic, fantastic information. And if you understand the AIDS hoax, then the coronavirus hoax is easy. Easy, easy, easy to understand. And it's too bad I didn't spend more time over the years talking about it, because there really wasn't a ton of stuff that was current. Because this was researched, of course, starting in the 80s. Some of those people have disappeared or gone quiet, and there's lack of interest. And then the other baby viruses that came along after AIDS, or virus scam stories, they never got much traction. I'm talking Ebola, Zika, swine flu, SARS-CoV-1. They never rousted the ire of the world. Now, of course, they're going balls to the walls. They're going full bore. They are not leaving one of their banker-controlled countries out of this one. So this is a Hail Mary moment for the quaccination industry. I'm certain of it. If this fails, I think all vaccines are going to get flushed. I really do. And here's an optimistic clip by Dr. Nancy Turner Banks. Just listen to this. I hope it clipped properly. Let's listen. Go ahead, Nancy, talk.
It seems to me then all this whole autoimmune paradigm thing, and it's all just not true either, really, is it?
Well, what at the beginning I said, you know, with everything Americans believe.
You're just making my head explode here, Doc, I tell you. But it's okay. I like it. Okay.
No, but this, look, we're in a wonderful, wonderful age right now. It's horrible. It's wonderful. It's horrible because there are so many evil things happening. But it's wonderful because we have access to information in ways we never had before.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, unfortunately, too many people use the internet as just a means of social interaction.
Now, I agree with what she just said. Too many people are using the internet for nonsense. We are at such a crossroads here. Looks like Tiago just jumped in. Hello, Tiago.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How are you?
Happy Sunday. I'm fine. Things seem to be moving a lot more quickly right now. Is that my am I imagining that, or are things really accelerating?
Yeah, just like I told you they would, right? Remember last couple of times I told you they're just gonna get worse and accelerate a lot quicker. Absolutely.
Yeah, either that or all the information sources that I'm plugged into, which are too many. I can't keep up. I just can't keep up. They're all just pumping out more and more and more, and so many things are happening. We're going to talk about. I'm glad you joined in. One of your fans via my show wrote me, and I copied you on that email.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah, for sure. I was going to come in tomorrow instead, but you know what? I thought I'm just sitting here staring at my charts, and it's like watching paint dry. So
Okay, you got some time. Maybe market action isn't what it used to be today. It's not what it's.
It just started actually a couple of hours ago. Forex market just opened a couple of hours ago, so it is busy. I entered four trades today so far, four trades tonight, and we'll see how they go. Hopefully we can make some money tonight and while I sit here and chat.
Okay, well, you put one eyeball on the monitor and one eye. We can put both eyeballs on the monitor and use your ears for the show. I'm just playing Nancy Turner Banks. She's fantastic. Never heard of her before. Mm-hmm. I think she's a black woman. That just means to me it's even more important because a lot of the black people will listen to her. And I think a lot of more black people are awake. They just know that there's something wrong and they're just not in on this injection at all. They're not in for it at all. So, but anyway, it makes her message to me more powerful. But she's just talking about the internet and how, people were starting to ask more questions, and she's just commenting on that's one of the reasons why maybe they've accelerated the program, because the cat is out of the bag on vaccines and injuries. And let me just play a little more.
Interaction. And one of the things that has happened that I feel terrible about is that, you know, I was able to write two books using Google and some other search tools. Google has begun to suppress so much information because people have begun to, you know, once people started looking at the information that was important, they began to suppress it. And that's beginning to happen. So the level of information, they're trying to constrict it. But I think that there are too many people who are asking too many questions now, and there are too many people who have sick children. Too many people who are addicted to opioid drugs. Too many adults who are getting things like diabetes and cancer. And so we have and then of course these shootings. Almost every one of these shootings, these young people have been on some kind of psychotropic drug.
I believe you're correct there.
That last part I meant to clip out, but that's a rabbit hole, because I think most of us here believe that most of the school or all the school shootings are ICE capstone events, and they bring in the drug angle to misdirect people, but they are completely fabricated events. But I didn't clip that out. But what she was saying was Google suppressing, and I think Google was even caught suppressing the mass psychosis, which I think is a real valid thing to talk about. And people were searching that after Robert Malone was on Joe Rogan, and they were coming up empty on the Google searches. So not that there was much there to find, but the point is Google is actively suppressing all this research. What do you say, Tiago?
Yeah, I think so too. Absolutely. They're part of the cabal. They're part of the central bank takeover. One thing that you, when I was listening a little bit or a few minutes ago before I came on here, that I think you said that was super important, super key, is I was actually speaking about it to my ex-wife. I was telling her that if they screw up this whole takeover, that's it for the vaccine program for them. There's literally millions of people all over the world who are never going to trust them again. And I'm not just saying with that with the COVID vaccine. I'm saying that with any vaccine.
Yeah.
So what you said there is, I think a lot of people miss that. That's an important key factor that they have to get this right, because if they don't, all trust is lost in the drug companies.
Exactly. That is key. And this is their Hail Mary, because I think that the vaccines were losing their grip on people, especially people with money. And since more of the middle class is becoming wealthier across the Western world, and they're having fewer children, they're really spending a lot of effort in making sure their children are the best they can be. And they delay childhood or childbearing, so they have less chance of having multiple children. So they're really putting a lot of effort. People put way more effort into the one or two children that they have now. So when some little tiny thing, when something goes wrong, they are going to really spend time. So that's sort of a good thing. In a way that the parents are really spending time on what's going on. Now, I think Nancy was saying in this clip that autism has gone in the last 35 years from 1 in 50,000 to 1 in 50. And she said, if that isn't worth investigating, and the whole autism debate where vaccines cause autism is, I think it's been just gurgling up in the last 10 years. And obviously, everything has come to a halt in the last 2 years. But let's just hear what she says.
I think once you have a damaged child, that unfortunately, Carolyn Mace says you can learn by wisdom or you can learn by woe. And unfortunately, most of us are learning by woe.
Yeah. I think she said you can learn by wisdom or you can learn by role. So in other words, you can do the research and find out about things, or if you're a parent of a vaccine damaged or injured child, then you are going to learn about what the hell happened. That's just something you are going to do if you're an activist type parent. You want to know who hurt your child and how did it happen, and is it your fault? And of course, this is personal for me as well. Because I think type 1 diabetes is definitely a vaccine injury. It's harder because it's temporally, not proximal. Those are two fancy words they're throwing out these days. In other words, between the time of the injections and the time that the disease manifests is quite long, and it would never, ever be linked by the CDC, FDA, and all the crooks that are injecting. So there's really almost no way to prove it other than some kind of extensive examination that they would never do. So that's my personal beef. And I read somewhere that there were some activists that were trying to get type 1 juvenile diabetes into the so-called vaccine courts that they set up, that the drug companies run to basically not give out any money at all. I think they've paid out almost nothing, just tiny amounts, tiny drips. Yeah, type 1. So some parents, there are other parents that are saying what I'm saying over the last 25 years, saying, yeah, type 1 diabetes is definitely a vaccine and vascular ischemia type injury. No doubt. I think it's no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. It's happening with such such high frequency.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, the drug dealers have to be careful because I'll just give you a small example. My ex-wife pre-pandemic, mm-hmm. I think she would have been a little bit more open to having her flu shot, maybe to giving trying to get my daughter a flu shot.
Yeah.
Now it's absolutely out of the question. She does not trust these people. She's the light has been turned on.
Oh, good.
And I'm sure, and I'm sure a lot of people are the same. So the people who kind of were on the fence pre-pandemic, now that they've seen all these injuries and all the bullshit that's been going on with drug companies, they're not taking any vaccine, no matter what, for the rest of their life.
Take your chances. Yeah, and don't forget, all the childhood vaccinations were against dis-ease that were, for the most part, not deadly at all. And we're talking about measles, mumps, rubella. We're talking about rashes. And these rashes might have been a rite of passage for any child, a normal child, as part of growth, as the body detoxifies, as it gets rid of childhood cells, because the child's growing at such a rapid rate. It's replacing cells like crazy, and as to if the child is nutritionally deficient or injured or has toxemia, then that's the body detoxifying. The more I listen to some of these alternative doctors, and they all say the same thing in different ways, the more it just resonates like crazy. And I've listened to quite a few. It seems so many are female, by the way. It's interesting. But this, I'm going to start listening to all of Dr. Nancy Turner Banks's interviews, because she really, I mean, she covers all kinds of things. I think she has a MBA, or she has a degree in finance. She's a gynecologist. So she's one of these educated professionals. So she's got a lot of things covered, where when you're a professional like she is, you can really connect dots in fantastic ways. Just like you, Diego, you're from medical and you've got financial. And when you link those two, you create a lot of synergy and knowledge that, say, a doctor on his own wouldn't recognize.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think a lot of the medical establishment, people like nurses, doctors, paramedics, they see it one way through one lens. But, being a financial type person, maybe a trader, then you also, like you said, you can combine it and see the real reason why they're all doing this. So absolutely. I was listening to her today. She's a very smart, very intelligent woman, knows what she's talking about. And you're right. All these chicken pox, measles, all this kind of stuff, these childhood so-called illnesses are not illnesses. I was explaining this actually 2 days ago to my daughter, and she was saying, Daddy, I don't understand. Explain what you mean. I said, okay, you know how when you're 12 years old, let's say from 12 years old to 19 years old, you have pimples on your face. And then, in my family, like, it kind of disappears after that. You don't get them ever again. She's like, yeah. And I said, it's the same thing. She goes, I said to her, would it make sense for us to give you a vaccine for your pimples? She's like, no. I said, so why are we giving you a vaccine for chicken pox and measles and something that comes and goes?
Mm-hmm. And it's not deadly. They're not deadly. Now, I know that the pertussis, where you have the whooping cough, where infants have really bad coughs, and that can be probably pretty scary, because of course infants, they can't really talk to you. So when they're having trouble breathing, that I can see how that would scare the heck out of most parents, and that's why they insist on the pertussis shot, the whooping cough. But the damage that causes is tremendous, I believe, especially since they give the DTaP, which is diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis in utero, or sorry, they give it to the mother, the pregnant mother, and that is just crazy. And I think that was one of the causes of the encephalitis, or the microcephaly, the Zika syndrome in Brazil. I think that was one of the main things that caused that. So
yeah, I mean they're just pounding these parents with drugs, these pregnant women with drugs, right? And all these children. I was reading one of your posters here Kupanpazua saying definitely 1 in 4 for autism if you count all spectrums. That's incredible. That's
terrible.
Absolutely incredible how people, like, you walk around Sydney, Nova Scotia, where I am here,
yeah,
there's kids that are mentally not there, fucking all over the place, man.
Terrible.
Like, I rarely see a child whose mental acuity is, you know, right on, their energy's right on. Like, it's that's actually a rarity now in my area here.
So you're walking on their, on the balls of their feet because of what Andrew Moulton was saying, that their feet are on fire because the nerves are misfiring that send the messages of touch and sensory to their brain because of their 12 cranial nerves are damaged that control all those things. Like, the things that we think are just crazy, a brain gone crazy, or no, this is misfiring nerves that are sending all the wrong messages because they're damaged. They're misfiring like crazy. So sense of touch, sense of taste, sense of balance, control of the tongue for speech, they're all misfiring. So you can imagine being trapped in a body that doesn't work. I just, you'd want to find a bridge and just jump off it at that point. The frustration level for people that are just learning, children are just learning how to speak, must be off the charts, being trapped in a body like that.
Yes, it's crazy. And the thing is, and the dystopia is so far gone that these people are still not even connecting the dots. Like, you talk about autism, the first thing they say is vaccines don't cause autism. Vaccines don't cause autism. I'm thinking, oh my God, seriously? Like, you cannot see the I seen damage in real life within a 24-hour period. One of my best friends, she had her grandson. They gave him the flu shot.
Oh, wow.
2 hours later. Yep, 2 hours later, he was in the hospital ER. She brought him back to my house.
Wow.
He was limp, like he was dead, in her arms.
Oh, my God.
This is a kid that usually runs around the house. And now he has speech problems. He can't speak. He's like 5 years old, 6 years old. The kid can't put together a sentence. He's a disaster.
Yep. And he got a flu shot at that young age? Wow.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, just so evil. So evil. Let me just play a little more of this.
Dr. Banks, do you think that the autism vaccine thing, just kind of pinning it to that, has been in some way unknowingly a bit of a detriment to this movement, to finding out the truth about autism? Or, in other words, by tying it so much to the vaccines, then it gets to be about the anti-vaxxers and the vaxxers, you know?
Well, I question everything, and I'm questioning the whole idea of viruses to begin with. So if viruses are not an issue, why do you need vaccines at all?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm tired of being constricted by these idiotic paradigms, that we're not asking the right questions. We need to break out of these paradigms and we're going to solve these problems. So vaxxers, anti-vaxxers, let them argue. I want to talk to people who want to ask whether viruses really exist. And that's the question. That's the discussion that I want to have. But the issue is, they knew this was going to happen. Because how do you set up a crisis? Well, the first thing you do is you give the pharmaceutical industry a free ride. So you give them, you pass a law to hold them harmless for their vaccines. So that was done during the Reagan administration.
Yes.
They set up this vaccine court.
Yeah.
And so, hey, that was like, oh, whoop-de-doo, here we go. And so at that time, you know, before that vaccine law was passed, when I was in medical school, the rate of autism was about 1 in 10,000. Now it's about 1 in 50. We're talking about 30, 35 years.
My goodness, 1 in 50.
All right, so we're talking about 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 50 in less than 50 years.
Man.
So those are the numbers you have to look at. Those are serious, serious numbers. So there's a really big problem. If you have a problem that goes from 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 50 in less than 50 years.
And you're going to be speaking at a big...
Yeah, okay, well, I got it slightly wrong. 1 in 10,000. And don't be a dog's body in the chat. Said Tales of Woe. Yes, you're right. It was probably Tales of Woe. You're right. You're right about that. I couldn't quite hear what she was saying, but it's the same idea. Same idea. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Just looking in the chat, we've got Pear saying, Pear's from Toronto, apparently, their nerves get screwed up from the vaccines at such a young age. Yeah, it's the cranial nerves. That's what Dr. Andrew Molden was saying. Absolutely. Absolutely. And we got Fazib Nakaru says VOR.NGO. Not quite sure what that means. Okay. Just where was I here? Okay, so that is Dr. Nancy Turner Banks. I've got the whole interview there. I just put another interview up. I don't know if it hasn't rendered yet. He also dropped another really interesting little clip in the same interview. It was only a 25-minute interview, but I got three clips out of it. It was almost not worth clipping because all of it's gold. But she had a pretty good theory on why Haiti is always in such ruins. And you have to learn a little bit of history. And she explains
it. CDC listed Haitians as one of the high-risk groups. And the health worker basically told him that he had no idea what was going on in Haiti. Extreme poverty, people forced off their land, no sanitation, overcrowding, pretty much everything you expect in a country like that.
This was another interview, actually, with Tim Kelly, who I do like. This is another one, sorry, but it's the same idea.
It's a developed country or a third world country. Basically what happened was he found that the moment the person improved those conditions, the AIDS went away.
Let me just speak to Haiti a little bit. Haiti got its independence before the United States, and I don't know, a lot of people don't know this, but some of the revolutionaries in Haiti came to the United States to help the United States also.
I did not know that. I knew maybe it was in the right – I did not know. Did you know that, Tiago, that Haiti got independence from France in the the Haitian Revolutionary War? Yeah, I didn't know that either.
That makes sense because they all speak French in Haiti.
But they actually kicked the French out. And that was sort of one of the first colonies anywhere in the world that got rid of the colonizers. So ever since then, the West, including France, they have just tried to, she explains it, they've just tried to kill Haiti. And Haiti has never recovered ever for 200 years. It's amazing, actually. Because you wonder, it's only on the other half of the island that has the Dominican Republic, which is doing quite well, but I guess it's just another colony of the British American Empire, and that's why they've allowed it to do well, because they've just surrendered. But just listen to the rest.
But it was the first group of Africans who were able to free themselves from Europe. And Europe has never forgotten that. And so Haiti has become a basket case because the United States and France have put pressure on that country ever since. And they have done everything they can to suppress. For example, if you win a war, generally, if you win the war, the people who you win the war from has to pay you. But France, immediately after they won the war, told Haiti owed them money for reparations.
That's amazing. That blows my
mind. So Haiti has been under the yoke of the France and the United States. I mean, they supported Papa Doc and Baby Doc. They had Aristide was actually elected. They were going to kill him. They flew him out of the country, but people got wind of it, so they had to kind of nix that. But, they sent in UN troops. The UN troops brought typhoid to the country. The people had a very good agriculture system. They had these, apparently these small pigs that they used for barter, and the CDC came in.
Isn't that interesting? Now, did you hear what she just said? They have small pigs they used as currency. So pigs were a currency in the farming community.
Wow.
Which, you know, well, this is before, of course, crypto, and even if, like, if we can't use the Canadian or American dollar, and I have to get something or goods or service from someone else, and I have pigs, or we all have pigs because we eat them, you can see how that would be a pretty valuable currency. And how yes. and how does this and how do they get rid of the currency? Because if you get rid of the currency, you make commerce impossible. We get that. So how do they get rid of the currency in Haiti, which are small pigs? Listen to this. This was so revelatory to me.
The pigs had some kind of disease, and so the people had to kill all their pigs. And this is one of the things that the CDC and the World Health Organization is doing with local farmers all over the planet. They're telling the farmers that you have bird flu, you have swine flu, you have this flu, and the local farmers are having to kill all of their livestock, and people are complaining about all of these people from the south coming north, but the north is doing this in the south, putting people off of their land and not allowing them to have a living locally where they are. People don't want to leave their countries.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was brilliant. Yeah, that's what they do. They kill the currency, which in this case were small pigs. The CDC, another tool of evil, as if yep. we didn't know that already, but isn't that amazing? All these flus, mad cow flu, swine flu, these are major commodities and currencies in the agriculture community. And what better way to kill those businesses off? Man, these guys are good and evil. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, they are. They are. They're definitely Satan.
And they're still after Haiti. They just wiped out maybe duly elected leaders in Haiti again in the last year.
They can't have anybody in there who goes against their, you know, the world agenda. So, you know, if you got somebody in there who's strong-minded and strong-willed and kind of wants to do his own thing for the country, then they'll send the jackals in there to get him out. Yep.
Yeah, economic jackals, you got it. But I just thought that was amazing that this is a currency. Now, that is the... Oh, that was the Tim Kelly show. I think it's this one here. If you're watching the screen, it's an hour and 38 minutes. So that's a good show. I don't think I've finished that one yet, but man, just so much good stuff. This woman is so smart, and it really helps when you put the pieces of the puzzle together. And this is what the internet's for, people. It's not for entertainment. Forget using Netflix. So much good entertainment. And you got to dig for these people. I've been researching full time for 9 years, and I've never heard of this woman. This is what I mean. Every day, if you keep digging, you'll find a new discovery, which is so valuable. This is what you use the internet for. And it's a full-time job, and I probably go nuts doing it all day long, so I just do it on and off, on and off. But, yeah, send me your links. I do get quite a few links from different people. And I got some links from PJO. I'm not sure if I can talk about them tonight because I haven't read them. But
I sent you the link on YouTube for Sky News Channel 7, the 1.5-hour documentary they did on UFOs as well, if you're interested in that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a bit of flack about that from the listenership. They're really against any UFO kind of discussion and anti-gravitation. They think that's you warned everyone when you said it, that's all woo-woo stuff, and most of the people don't go for that, so they think it's a misdirection and a waste of time. Did you want to clarify your position on UFOs and what you were saying, because maybe I misinterpreted?
Yes. whether you believe in UFOs or not, that's not even the issue of whether you believe them or not. What I'm trying to tell you is you can already see a narrative of brainwashing with all these documentaries and mainstream media covering all this stuff for an event, quote unquote, in the future. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So don't be surprised one day if you ever wake up 10 years from now and you hear that a supposed UFO just shot down a jet airliner of 300 people caught on camera. You heard it here first that something like that was going to happen.
Right, okay. And do you think people would believe it?
Yeah, because they're going to make it, mm-hmm. you know, if they do videotape or you know, record it somehow, then they have the technology, advanced technology to make it look like it's not from this earth. Absolutely. They're going to make it as believable as possible. Right. So the U.S. Army, the United States Army have particle beam weapons already. They have advanced technology. Why do you think that they haven't talked about any new aerial advanced technology that the U.S. military has in the last 30 years, ever since the B-52 bomber and the stealth aircraft that they have? They used to come out all the time and tell us about all the new stuff that they have. You notice that they never come out and tell us anything anymore, because the stuff that they have probably is so advanced, they don't want you to know what they have. So in my opinion, you are going to see an event. Just by that hour and a half documentary, I can just see they're taking the narrative that there's a threat in our airspace that's very dangerous, and we got to take care of this. We got to keep our eyes open. They're already starting the fear factor with the people. They're spreading fear that they're a threat.
Okay, I want to talk to you about the next topic, and we got about 20 minutes or so left. I don't want to go too long tonight, even though there's tons to talk about. I called it Heroes Going Down in Canada, and this has all sort of happened just today in the last couple of days. Did you ever follow or listen to Mark Friesen, the Grizzly Patriot out of Saskatoon? He was a...
Yeah, yeah, I've seen him.
What do you think with that story where all of a sudden he loses badly, like all the PPC candidates in Canada, and then all of a sudden he disappears, and for weeks and weeks and weeks he's missing, and then we find out he's in the ICU, and all his detractors are saying he has COVID, and then he gets flown to Toronto, allegedly, to get more treatment, which doesn't really make a lot of sense. I don't know what in Toronto we can do differently than Saskatoon, because Saskatoon, even though it's small, I'm sure they have modern care. And then he just resurfaced saying, well, he may have had COVID, but either that, he hasn't really changed his mind on injections, but I'm wondering if he was some kind of plant, or if he really did get something. He did get sick. I'm wondering what you think of that.
Well, have you looked at him? He's a big boy. He's not like, he doesn't strike me as a triathlete.
Yeah, I agree. Well, he's also a vapor, and I've spoken about vaping. I think vaping might be more deadly than old-fashioned cigarettes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're talking about a man, you know, I never met him, obviously, but just looking at the videos that he does, he looks like a 300-pound grizzly bear. Mm-hmm. He looks like he doesn't take care of himself. He looks like he doesn't exercise. So, you know, is it a surprise that he winds up in an ICU or an emergency room? No, it's not a surprise to me at all. He might have probably high blood pressure, cardiac issues already that were brewing inside of him. So whether he's, you know, we all know that he didn't have COVID, because COVID doesn't exist. So, yeah, you know, he's having something else going on with him, and he looks super unhealthy, just like, I don't know if you heard recently, Kevin J. Johnston just got arrested there at the U.S. border.
Yes, I was going to talk about him next. Because I'm worried that some of these people I like are what I call LARPers, live-action role players. They're actually part of the PSYOP to really make people that question the official narrative look crazy. And we've seen so many of these people all over the world in different PSYOPs come and go. And because we recommend them to different people, or we participate with them, it makes it's discredit by association for us that we even talk about them.
It's possible. It's very possible. I mean, he snuck over into the U.S. border. Apparently he was, trekking there, walking for 12 hours in the snowstorm, minus 30 degrees. And
yeah, let's get one thing straight. When I minus 35 in the open, you will die from exposure. You will get frostbite within 1 minute. So there's just no, that story was beyond incredulous for me and Mrs. Fakeologist. When she heard it, she just rolled her eyes and said, why do you believe any of that? And why was the CBC doing a story right away? How would they know? It's just crazy.
Absolutely. I mean, it sounds crazy. You know, whether it happened or didn't, I have no idea. If it did happen, it's pretty stupid of them. I think to do that, look, if you're going to be doing that, at least have a game plan. At least have a great plan. People across the border ready to pick you up. You know, if that was true, you know, let's assume that it's true for a second. And if it's not true, then, you know, then it's, you know, it's like you say, he's an actor. So I don't know. I mean, the whole story sounds ridiculous. If you were afraid for your life, he stated that, you know, a couple or six people were wanting to kill him. Wouldn't you just say, get out of the situation and at least go to a friend's house? I'm sure he knows plenty of people in Alberta and Saskatchewan that he could have hit out, you know.
Well, even Pat King, who is another well-known person in Canada, he said, why didn't he call me? He could have called me. So Pat King is scratching his head. So, again, Pat King, I say, is pretty genuine. I still think Chris Sky, even though he's super annoying to so many people and bombastic, I still think he's on the good side. But as a researcher, I'm ready for any of these guys to flip.
Yeah, I don't think Chris Sky is annoying. I think what he speaks is he's speaking honestly. But the thing is, he's speaking like he lives in a utopia. Like when he talks about mass, you know, just say no, everyone's saying no, mass non-compliance. Yeah, you know what? You're right. He's right. But in reality, that's never going to happen, right? It's just like me saying, as long, you know, if everyone never does any crimes, we're never going to have an issue with crimes. You know, the reality is there's murderers and people that commit crimes. And the reality is that there's people, 30% or 40%, whatever the percentage is, that are sheep that are going to follow everything the government is doing.
Yeah.
And then the other 30% or 40%, they know it's wrong, but they're just not going to say anything because they got no balls. So, you know, the whole shtick that he has of mass non-compliance is to me, it's just pie in the sky, magical, just like magical virus theory, magical particle theory, muons, gluons, and gravitons. It's never going to happen. So.
Yeah, minus 35, you're not going to wander for 12 hours. You'll be dead. You'll be frozen stiff within an hour. Unless you're wearing some kind of Arctic insulated, battery-powered, heated suit, you are not going to make it. The frostbite alone will just, your nose will fall off. Minus 35 is ridiculously cold.
Yeah, he said he made himself a snow bed in the middle of the he went down on the snowbank and made a snow bed so he can keep warm.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know, the whole story sounds bizarre to me. I don't know about you, but to me it sounds really bizarre. And I've talked to Kevin.
Yes, you did.
And I actually know Kevin. And I talked to him from having a gang of guys wanting to beat you up or possibly kill you or whatever that situation was, to not even 24 hours later getting caught on the U.S. side of the border, to me I don't even know what to say to that. And he's like 50 years old. He's not like 16-year-old kid who doesn't know what to do, right? This guy is like 50 years old. So for me, it's very bizarre. Unless, you know, the other only plausible explanation that I have is that mentally he's not there. He's lost it.
Yeah,
and the whole story's not right, and it's a man. What you're witnessing is a man who's hit the breaking point and who's like mentally lost it. That's that to me. That's when I first heard his recording, his video.
Yes,
that's the first thing that came into my mind. This guy's lost it. They broke him.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah, it's possible. It's the story. Yeah. It's just disappointing, to be honest. I'm not looking for heroes either, by the way. I think we're all heroes if we're just doing even one thing, even if we're just lifting one finger, because we're one guy or two guys, we're not going to change the world, but we can nudge it, but we don't have billions and trillions of dollars to move the masses, so we have to be realistic. We have to be realistic here, and as you said, you have to figure out a way to survive in the system. You're not going to change the system. You just have to dodge and weave and just hope you don't get hit with.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely 100% right. So the whole notion of you know, having mass non-compliance. Yeah, theoretically, you're right. You know, he's right. Chris Sky and all these guys are right. Pat King. But in reality, that's never going to happen in the real world. So why do they keep concentrating on mass noncompliance? It's not going to happen. I watched a video actually that you put up on your Fakeology, and it's about a 4-minute video about a guy in Canada here. Mm-hmm. And he was so mad, and near the end of the video, he says, you know, I'm actually applauding that all these sheep are going in to take their vaccines, because that way it'll end them quicker. And that's actually something that I've said before myself. And I said it to my ex-wife. I said, look, if these people can be dangerous down the line, right? These are the people that are going to call on the police on you and stuff. So let them go. You want to go get your shots? I tell them, go ahead, go get the fourth one, the fifth one. And, don't forget the flu shot either. Yeah, I tell them
this guy
I've got
is
a few
funny.
Things here. I want to fucking discuss here with you.
Lots
these
of
awesome fucking Canadians. I just watched the first literally 8 minutes of the new Doug Ford fucking conference. Minister Elliott gets up there, I turned it the fuck off. I've threw things around my house already today. I've broken two things already. Enough.
Hey, we don't know if this guy's real, but man, he said some really good stuff. So we can take it with a grain of salt. But this is one of the only good things about social media. I think he put it on Twitter or TikTok or somewhere, that almost anyone can be a broadcaster. And you would probably never run into this guy to talk to him. So this is sort of the... to me, a positive part of the internet where guys like this can talk and get a huge audience. So yeah, it's I think Jeff Berwick says the same thing. I don't know if you watch the Dollar Vigilante's walk and talk videos. They're fantastic too. And he's the same way. He thinks, you know what? This is good. This is a purge, and let them go. Let these people sort themselves out. So
yes, absolutely. I agree with them 100%, because you know why? One of the issues with that is they can become a problem later on for people like you and me, because they're so dedicated to their insanity that these are the people that can, join police forces, join military forces. And once they get their hands on us, it's going to be a problem. So I think he's right.
True.
You know, I tell him from like lately, I've been just telling him, oh yeah, go get your booster, go get your flu shot. I tell him, go just because that way it'll finish him off quicker. Go ahead. I don't care. Doesn't matter. I'm not going to sit there and try to change their mind. That makes no sense.
And you're not going to change their mind. I can't even change my mother's or father's mind. How are you going to change someone you don't know's mind? It's not going to happen. If your own mother doesn't listen to you, how's someone down the street going to listen to you?
Yeah, absolutely. And Dirty Benny, he's right. He's saying minimize interaction with the system. Absolutely. I try to do that on a daily basis just so I can, you know, have some level of sanity here. So, you know, the more I'm inside doing my own thing, the better it is for me. The more I can talk to people like you guys here, you know, the more normal things feel to me, that there are other people who think the same way I do. So, and I really, honestly, I try not to, you know, I minimize all my interactions when I'm out there.
No, and that's another reason I like to do this show, because talking to people like you and the listenership, it sort of rejuvenates you and lets you go back out in the world for another few hours and get drawn back down again by the propaganda and all the zombies around you. I met one human being today without a face diaper in an apartment building, and one of the protocols in all of the apartment buildings in Toronto is only immediate family or individuals can use an elevator. You can't ride with anybody else that you don't know. And that's all over the place. And a guy came up to the elevator at the same time, and I said, do you want to get in? Because he didn't wear a mask, so even though the building mandates it, you shall wear a mask. I said, do you want to get in? I said, do you want to get in? He said, yeah. Oh my goodness, a normal human being. So we had a quick talk on the way down, and yeah, he's sick of it, and he doesn't buy into the whole BS, and he's glad that there's someone else. So there were two people that were acting like normal human beings, and it's almost like finding a diamond now. It's so rare. But
absolutely. It's very rare. And when you do find one, it's almost like Christmas Day, or you're opening presents. You get so excited. It's like, oh my God, there's one like me.
A human being that likes to breathe. Amazing. And doesn't matter. Doesn't want to cover his face. I've seen people with their masks down that walk towards me and in places, and they see me and they pull their mask back up like it's their pants. It's crazy. It's because they don't know what you think. They think maybe you're one of those people that is crazy hyper about this thing. You just don't know it. You can't judge any person by race, religion, sex, anything. You don't know what's in their brains until they open their mouth or signal that they're for or against. Could be anybody.
Yeah, it could be anybody. It's very sad. It's actually, and as you can see, what I'm saying about Chris Sky, and I like the guy, there, you know, the mass non-compliance is never going to work, man. It's never going to work. Just look around you, right? Just look around you. If there was mass non-compliance that was going to be happening, dude, it would have happened a long time ago, but it's not. It's actually getting, I find it's getting worse over here where I am. It's getting worse.
Well, they've sold Omicron as worse. They've sold it as worse. It's such a contradiction, though. They've said it's much more pervasive. It's spreading way faster, but it's so much less deadly or injurious. It's so much like the common cold. You could easily fool it for the common cold, but of course, it's not the common cold. It's Omicron, for Christ's sake. So it's
It's like
it's such a contradiction,
like,
isn't it?
I don't know, man. It's and they came out with a new one today. I just posted it on my Facebook.
Oh,
it's
did you?
Deltacron.
Oh, you're kidding! Wow. Yep. So they merged the
combination.
Two. Yeah, wow.
Those central bank guys must be laughing when they come up with, like, just think of it. Imagine you were the guy, you and your buddies were the ones who came up with the names to these things, Deltacron. I would be laughing on the floor. I'm going to be like, we're going to see if they believe this one, guys.
Yeah, I've seen graphics of and memes where they're doing just what you said. Laughing their butts off. Who can come up with a more stupid name that people will believe? Well, here's the last one. Rocco Galati. He's the allegedly a lawyer working on the case to bust this thing in the courts. And did you see this? This was released today. Yeah. That now he's in the ICU.
Yeah, I seen that.
No details. Now, CanuckLaw.ca, who I really like, a Canadian researcher in BC, I wish she'd come back on the show. She is... put many posts about this person here, Tanya Gaw, and Rocco, and she pokes all kinds of holes in their personas. She's super.
What does she say?
Oh, she just calls them out as controlled opposition. Period.
Mm.
Yeah. Let me just.
I hear a lot about that Tanya Gaw. I hear a lot about her.
Well, they seem So I don't really know a lot about them other than a few things, but if you go to here it is here. I brought it up using the googlies. Why I believe Rocco Galati is controlled opposition. She wrote this on August 9th, 2021. And the other thing is that his name pops up in a lot of psychological operation things that happened in Canada. I believe we had the so-called 18 terrorists in Canada that were going to blow up a VIA train track. Something really lame. And I think he was maybe involved, tied up in that. And then we had the whole Omar Khadr thing, which I believe was another phony story in Canada. Americans probably haven't heard of it because it's just too small and too poorly developed to be worth talking about in any other country but Kanakistan here. So he's sort of tied in with a lot of what I think are phony events already.
Yes.
So.
And now he's in the intensive care unit there.
Yeah, and I think we can imagine how the story's going to go, can't we? As it leaks out over time. Controlled leakage.
Yep.
He was against it. He got the COVID. Even though you can't get the COVID because it's not a contagious virus. And then now he's probably going to flip and,
yeah, and then he's going to end up getting the vaccine. It's going to be his whole world. He's going to feel so much better. He should have gotten the vaccine earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how it seems to go. It's so formulaic. It's such a formula.
Yeah, it's well, we'll see what happens this spring and summertime. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we're running out of heroes in Canada. They all just keep dropping like flies.
Hey, on Saturday, the truckers might be going on strike over here.
Yeah, I know. It's I haven't heard about anything in my community or my union.
Well, it was all over the news today on the stupid news, the mainstream media news, but they were saying that, Justin Trudeau's not backing down. You know, he's going to make them all get vaccinated in order to cross the border and come back. So we'll see what happens. I know two truckers I talked to, and they said they are not getting it. They don't care if they lose their jobs.
Well, listen, if I had to make a decision, this is my decision. You want to lose your job now, immediately, or do you want to take an injection that not only can cause death, but of course, because it attacks the cranial nerves and all other kinds of nervous systems, do you want to lose your eyesight? Can't get that back. And do you want to lose your hearing, get tinnitus, which is the persistent ringing in your ears, which will cause you never to sleep again? Do you want that? Because just those two effects that you could get if you are playing Russian roulette with your body, you won't be a trucker anymore. Once you have seizures, once you can't see, once you don't pass a medical, you're not going to be a trucker anyway. So really, would you rather sit at home and just wait for this firestorm to end? Or do you want to risk being killed or injured, and then you can't be a trucker anyway? It's a impossible choice to make, and if you're for it, and it's an easy choice if you see the effects that are happening to people. And
you're right. But what I the contention that I have is, let's just take for example yourself. You're a trucker.
Yeah.
And you know, if they came tomorrow to you and they said, listen, you know, if you don't get this vaccine, you're fired. You got 24 hours to make a decision
on what you're
going to do. Now, my advice to somebody like you is, you are a smart, intelligent man. Okay.
Thank you.
There is no reason why somebody like you would have to be forced to take that vaccine, because, you know, I can't see your self-confidence. Obviously, that's inside you. But you should be confident enough, knowing, you know, because you are a smart, intelligent guy, you know, you should be confident enough to drop the job and go do something else.
Yeah, I will.
That's the confidence that you have to have.
I will, yeah.
But you know what I mean? I'm just speaking not only like to you, but like if I was speaking to like all the truckers who said, you know what, you know, I think I'm going to go get it because I don't want to lose my job. That's, you know, that's what I would tell them. You know, you guys are smart. You guys can go do something else. There is plenty of other things that you can do, you know, and it sucks. You know, like you said, wait it out. You might be able to drive again. Just wait out till the firestorm settles down and see what happens in the future. But there's no reason why you should be going to, you know, be forced to, you know, to take this job when you're, when you're a smart person. And look, this guy here, this person here, Parr, says truckers might not be interested in Python programming.
You know, he listens to you.
But you know what? They don't have to do Python programming. There's a whole bunch of other things online that they can do. There's translation. There's Shopify development. There's all kinds of different stuff that they can do. So they got to pick something they kind of, you know, they like and go do it. You're right. Not everybody's going to be into programming, but there's other things other than programming that you can do. Right. So, but I was just merely giving an off the cuff example.
The problem with it. Yeah, I agree. But the problem with a trucker with trucks, you have a huge asset that's sitting there, and you just to park it, it costs you money. So and you could go work for somebody else. I agree. There are other things you can do, but this is this month. If they just tighten the screws another notch and say you can't get a driver's license, you know, that's the progression anyway. Like today it's the border, tomorrow it's your driver's license. Okay.
You know what? You are absolutely right when you say that. That's why, as I've stated before in other podcasts, you got to be mentally prepared to be every have everything stripped away from you.
Yeah.
And live like they did 200 years ago. So I am mentally ready to go. So if you're going to sit there and you're going to say, you know what, Tiago, we're going to take your driver's license because next time you have to renew your driver's license, you got to show a vaccine passport.
Oh, I know. You know it's coming.
I'll be like, okay, go fuck yourself. I'll still drive anyway. Yeah. It doesn't matter to me. Yeah, I'm still going to, what do you think? I'm not going to drive because I'm going to have my car sitting out there. You know what I mean? So I'm still going to drive. I'm still going to get in my car and go shopping. I'll just do the speed limit. Don't let the cops give you a reason to pull you over, and that's it. So I don't care what they're going to do. They can give me all the fines they want or tickets or whatever. I couldn't give a shit. So
I agree. And you might get a cop that pulls you over that feels the same way. And he might not even have his license. You don't know. You know, seriously.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have to remember that the cops are people too. Firefighters are people too. And they're not afraid. I would say everyone is, they're not really afraid of the government. They're afraid of the masses. Like you said yourself, I'm afraid of the masses. The group of people that are driving the psychosis. They're more dangerous than a cop. And the cop is not going to go against the masses either. But yeah, on the other hand, if you just flash your I'm not a believer badge to whoever, you might just keep going for quite some time. You know, if we all had a I don't believe badge, we just say, hey, I'm one of you. Or what side are you on? Okay, carry on. Get in. You can come in the movie or get in the store, whatever. We're going to be doing a lot of that.
Absolutely. And the truckers and these truckers. And, you know, when I say Python programming, obviously I said, you know, that's just one example out of many that I can give you. You can go back to school, go learn how to do something else. I know four paramedics as of this morning. I got phone calls and emails fired from Toronto EMS for not having their vaccine, four of them. And one girl I worked with for 2 years, 23 years service. So they don't give a shit. And I told her on the phone today, honey. And she was crying, and I said, oh, to her, wow. Honey, they don't give a shit about you. They do not give a shit about you. Get that through your head.
Yeah.
It's time to stop crying and feeling sorry for yourself. Yeah. And you work 23 years. That means you save some pretty good money, hopefully.
Yeah.
You can go back to school, go learn how to do something online, whatever, and forget about it. Put it in the rear view, man. That's what I told her.
Oh, I thought about you today because I found this tweet and I put it on, short.fakeologist.com. It's a tweet from the Toronto Paramedic Union. Hashtag code red, no units available in the city at 18:38 hours tonight. That was June 8th, yesterday. What do you think of that?
Yeah, so that's normal. Listen, when I was at Toronto EMS, we had code reds all the time where didn't even have enough ambulances back then, 20 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So
well, this is
that's a normal thing, but it's going to be, you know, it's gonna happen more often, obviously, with all these paramedics getting fired. So I actually, believe it or not, I actually just got a email from the Newfoundland Paramedic Association asking me if I wanted to come back to Newfoundland and renew my paramedic license because they're dropping paramedics like flies over there, right? Because they don't have the vaccines.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. Did you see this doctor? Oh, man, I think I didn't. I lost a couple uploads, damn it. There was a doctor in England that was speaking truth to the health minister in England. Oh, jeez, it didn't upload. I'm just looking through my FakeoTube videos. I've been uploading so much, I guess I screwed it up or something. But it was quite good. There was a doctor telling this creepy, bald-headed banker health minister. By the way, I think a banker's the health minister in England. Bankers are just moving into all the positions. It's hilarious, these goofballs. But he was speaking. He said, I'm not vaccinated. And all the nurses were just all clammed up. I'm going to try and find it here. Let's see if I saved it. Oh, yeah, here it is. Oh, I did put it on here. It is on FakeoTube. Why couldn't I find it? Let's just see if it plays. And then we'll close out because it's 9:40. And let's see if it plays here. Well, it's on YouTube. I'll play it on YouTube. Oh, I got it on FakeoTube twice. Okay, sorry. Just give me a second here. Come on, play. don't know if FecoTube is under duress. Looks like 20 people on FecoTube are watching it right now. Okay, come on now. The video is not available. Okay. I didn't think. See, it's on here. Okay, give me a second here. So I've tried to play it here. So it shows up here, but it's not there. So let's see. I got this off Steve Kirsch's Substack. So let's just see if he has it here. Sorry, guys. Okay, here it is.
What do you think of the new rule to require vaccination of all NHS staff?
I'm not happy about that. So.
You're not happy about it, tell me.
So see, all these poor girl female nurses, they all clam up. But then he turns to this doctor
had
type
COVID
here.
At some point.
Yeah.
I've got antibodies.
Yeah.
I've been working on COVID ICU since the beginning. I have not had a vaccination. I do not want to have a vaccination. The vaccine is reducing transmission only for about 8 weeks with Delta. With Omicron, it's probably less. But that, I would be dismissed if I don't have a vaccine. It's not, the science isn't strong enough.
That's your view. And your views? Do you have any view on that? I respect that, but there's also many different views.
Yep, there's other views.
Yeah.
But and there's another colleague who's also in the same position.
Yeah.
I love it.
I understand that.
I hope this is real. I hope it's real and this isn't a phony. It seems that there's enough uncomfortableness that looks genuine that it's real.
We have to weigh all that up for both health and social care. And there will always be a debate about it. But
there's an opportunity to reconsider with Omicron and the changing picture, or at least to nuance it and allow doctors who've had antibody exposure, who've got antibodies, who haven't had the vaccination, to not have it, because the protection I've got from transmission is probably equivalent to someone who's vaccinated.
Yeah, but at some point that will wane as well.
But if you want to provide protection with a booster, you'd have to inject everybody every month. If it's worn off by 2 months, if the protection's worn off the transmission after 2 months, then after a month you've still got a bit of protection.
Yeah.
So if you want to maintain protection, you're going to need to boost all staff members every single month, which you're not going to do.
We take advice on when how much you may need.
But it's not going to achieve a practical benefit.
Yeah. Well, we take the very best advice that we can.
I understand, but you're
from the people that are vaccine experts.
I love it.
See, if this is real and it's not staged, why is that doctor even giving his time to a scumbag criminal like that guy?
I agree.
Why are you begging for your job? Basically, what he's doing is he's negotiating and begging for his job. Listen, you're a doctor, surgeon, and ER doc.
He's an anesthesiologist,
You can go do anything else you want in the world, dude. You don't have to beg and plead and look like a poor sap over there.
Yeah.
Dealing and interacting with a scumbag criminal like this piece of shit over here.
Yeah.
So and it's the same thing. The president or prime minister of France, Macron.
Right.
He's also a banker too. He's a former banker as well. Don't forget.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So you know these guys, they all come from the same school of banking. They're all scumbag criminals.
Yeah.
And why? Like if it was me and I was the doctor, I would tell him. I would tell him go fuck yourself. I tell him. Yeah.
Well,
he kind of
was in a small itsy bitsy way. He was being very polite.
I would tell him, come outside with me. I got to talk to you for a second. I would tell him straight, right outside, and just me and him in the hallway. I tell him you're a scumbag fucking criminal. Don't ever come fucking near me, and don't ever come into my ER ever again.
Well, I thought he did the best job of any doctor I've seen so far. Could he be breaking the dam of doctors? Because we're dammed up right now. Everyone is just on pins and needles because they don't want to go against the herd. But finally, someone just stuttered his way out and said, I ain't getting it. And according to your theory, we'd need it every month anyway. And according to your theory with his Omicron, if you get Omicron, I mean, I don't even like to listen to the stories because they're all BS. But their stories.
But the banker's not even listening to them. The banker's totally sideswiping and ignoring them and everything. Oh, you know, that's your opinion. We got our own experts. So there's no point. They already made up their mind. They don't care what this guy says. If it's real, if it's not staged, the guy's standing there begging for his job. Like I wouldn't be begging. I would be like, dude, go fuck yourself. And I go find something else to do. That's all.
Yep. Okay. Alrighty. Well, I think we did a pretty good show. I really appreciate you joining in. Always valuable information. And I'm glad to bounce off some Canadian truther information with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I hope PGO is happy you came on. PGO sent me a couple more emails during this show, but I haven't had a chance to look at them. So, yeah, you guys just share emails, communicate with each other, share all this stuff. It's all really important to keep talking. I think it's important to keep talking to people and keep these ideas circulating audio-wise, video-wise. Share the site. Share Tiago's site. He's on Facebook, and it's, what's it called again?
Silenced Voices of Canada.
You're posting there every day. They're not, Facebook's not harassing you. It says you got 5,500 members, so that's a pretty damn big group, but they're not harassing you over at Facebook right now.
Well, I got suspended from Facebook. I got another 2 days to go, and then I'm back out.
Oh, okay.
Facebook jail.
Well, I wouldn't.
So
we gotta get you on a blog. You should start a blog or something as well. So you don't.
Yeah, I wish I had the time. If I had a little bit more time, I would, like you, and be, you know, a little bit more professional. I probably would have, you know, a podcast, a blog. I'd have the, you know, the whole nine yards, and
Start a Substack. Go start a Substack. That might be good.
Make
for
a
you.
Separate website, Tiago. Yeah, you know what? We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I'm just so busy with trading. I'm here in front of my screens 18 hours a day.
Wow.
17, 18 hours a day. I love what I do, right?
So how do your eyes keep up with that? Doesn't you go blind staring at that screen, or?
Well, you know what? When I get bored, if I get too bored and there's not much market action, or I get tired, I work out, or in the summertime when the weather's nice, I'll just hop in my convertible Dodge Viper and go for a blast.
Okay, because much sitting and staring is not good for the health. I'm sure you know all of that.
Yeah, no, it's not. And when the weather gets nice, I trade about 50% of the time.
Okay.
The other 50%, I'm out on my bike riding, you know, doing training for a triathlon or local triathlon or whatever. But yeah, Tiago wears his sunglasses at night. maybe back in the 1980s and 90s that I did. Yeah. So,
yeah, you know, say your site again for Capoambuza.
Yes.
What's the site again? It's on Feces book. It might be. I'm going to put a link in the show notes because you might not. Facebook might not let you find it. Is that possible?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. They hide my site. A lot of people tell me that they can't find it unless they're sent a direct link sort of thing. So absolutely.
Yeah. So I'll put a thing on there. All right. Well, thanks, Tiago, and thanks everyone listening. If you like the show, fakeologist.com/donate. If you don't like the show, you can still donate. The highest bidder could shut me down. That's fine, but I don't think that'll happen. But thanks to all the people that donate. Thanks to everyone who showed up tonight. And, of course, thanks for special guest Tiago for his, seems like, weekly drop-in, which is fantastic.
Maybe we should have, every Sunday night we should have the Fakeologist in Tiago's corner.
Sure.
And, we could do a, it's up to you.
Yeah, well, no, I'm fine with it. I like to leave things loosey-goosey because I don't want to hold anyone to a time and then people get angry, oh, you didn't show up or, but no, you've got the link. So as long as it stays the same, you can always pop in and, you got something to say, which seems like you always have something to say, then yeah, pop in and we'll hope for you coming in on Sunday. I have no problem doing that.
Absolutely.
That's great.
And just as on a side, are you in communication with Amanda Vollmer, is she coming on your show anytime soon?
I haven't asked anyone actually lately. The only invite I have so far is Steve from Space Busters, but he keeps emailing me. He's over in Denmark, so it's really difficult to make the 6-hour gap work.
Yeah,
but no, I could get Amanda in. I haven't put any. She said she isn't doing anything till the new year. Well, it's the new year, so then now I can reach out and see if she wants to come on. So yeah, I know you want to be there when she comes on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
or even I'll just be happy just listening and let you guys, you know, do your thing and interview her, because I think she has a lot of important things to say, and I think she gets
She's
pounded
great.
In the Canadian media quite a bit. So, and I think she's great. I think she's awesome. She knows the scam.
Oh yeah,
she's one of those women. She'll tell you how it is, right? Which is
I
awesome.
Love how she tangled up with Erica M, because I think all the guys kind of liked Erica M back in the day. And I love how those two crossed paths. That was fantastic.
What happened?
Well, Erica M has a blog called Yummy Mummy. I guess she considers herself a yummy mummy. Mm-hmm. And then Amanda's Yummy Doctor or Yummy Naturals or something. That was her natural food store or natural store. So I think that somebody in social media confused the two and asked Erica M. why she was speaking out against whatever it was at the time. Was it against masking? Or 2 years ago we were talking about masks, I believe. And then it became clear that they were two different people, and then Erica got crazy mad and said, I'm not like that. That's not me. That woman's crazy. So then the media went to visit Amanda and tried to tar and feather her, but Amanda's just too damn smart. So she just would. Amanda was smart enough to video the interview on her end so she would not be misrepresented. And I think they didn't even run the hit piece on Amanda. They just, they backed off because she was just too smart, and she shredded them. So I just thought that was funny because Erica M is such a, I mean, Erica M, most people would agree, was just hired for her looks, and maybe she, even though she denies it, that she got in through Moses Neimer, through his side door, if you know what I mean.
So yeah. Does he still own City TV and all
that? No, he's long since gone. He's long since gone. He sold out, but the point is that Eric, it was just so amazing to watch this Erica M, who, she still looks pretty good for 50, but the point is she's just so holier than thou with her views on health and, you shouldn't be. It was hilarious. It couldn't have happened to a more annoying person, Erica M. So,
Amanda Vollmer, she's awesome, man. She's awesome. So hopefully maybe one of these days in the next few months or whatever, you can get her on.
Oh, yeah, I'll get her on while we can still talk. Seriously. If things are going down this fast.
Well, you know, your social credit score won't be up to snuff if you keep interviewing people like Amanda and myself.
I just want to know, like it's going to be, you're going to be turned off at the gas station. I mean, it's going to be ridiculous. It can be at that level, honestly, or the grocery store. This is crazy. I'll have to pay a premium to pay someone to go to the grocery store for me. I'm guessing I'm going to be paying extra money to get basic things done. What do you
think? Well, Walmart over here, they do, you order online, and then they even have, they probably have it in Ontario and all over Canada, but they have, I can order online, and then the guy will come out and bring me my groceries. I pay for it, and you don't even have to go into the grocery store, but, you know, Are they even going to be doing that? Who knows, right? But just be prepared for them to strip everything from you. If you come to that realization and you come to that acceptance, you're going to be fine. You're going to do fine.
Well, the only thing is, though, that we saw in the media, whether it's true or not, that you couldn't even go online with McDog Foods in Israel because you have to scan your QR code to get into the app. So, hello.
Yeah, I mean, it's coming, so that's okay. They want to take my driver's license away. That's, like I said, I don't give a shit. Go ahead. What do you think? I got a couple of nice cars in my driveway. What do you think? I'm not going to drive them just because you take my driver's license? Yeah, right. Not happening, buddy.
So, well, we're going to have a whole network, though, for food. We do need food. There's certain things that you can't really grow too well when it's minus 30 in Canada unless you have a greenhouse. And I don't have one of those. There's going to be a lot of backdoor deals, cash, whatever, to maybe survive. But I just hope enough people, cops, grocers, butchers, people of all walks in life are just going to say no. And even if it's not the people that are completely unvaccinated, I'm hoping by the fourth, fifth, sixth dose, people turn. Everyone has to have a limit in their head. And since they're going for once a month, once a week.
Yeah, but you've seen these crazy zombified, dedicated idiots, right? They don't care. They're going to take as many as possible right till the grave, man. Trust me when I tell you. I've seen that look in their eyes. They don't care. They're going to take, you know, multiple vaccine shots until they're dead. That's it. Or they're all discombobulated. One of the two.
Yeah, but that can't be more than 10%. It can't be 50 or 60 or 70.
Oh man, you should take a drive over to Sydney, Nova Scotia in the summer, man. You'll see these hardcores over here. They don't mess around. Mm-hmm. They see me in the store without a mask. I get dirty looks from everybody. No word of a lie, from everybody.
Okay. Well,
yeah, they're hardcore here.
Hopefully,
man.
Yeah, there's so many people in the world though. I think our side has way more.
I hope you're right.
And again, if they keep pushing, everyone has to have a number. We should just ask people, what's your number? Okay, you've got this many injections. What is your number? Is it 5, 6? You must have a number. We all have a number where we can draw a line, don't we?
Par asks, hey, Diego, what is your solution for logging onto the internet unvaxxed for your job? That's a good question. I don't know, unless you want to pay for satellite internet. You could always pay for satellite internet, or you know what? Get used to the idea of never going on the internet again for a while. You know, that's already in my mind. So if it happens, it happens, whatever. I don't care. You know what? I'm 48 years old. Half my life I lived without the internet, my first half of my life. So I don't care.
Yeah. Whatever. Well, like he said, there's always someone you can pay off. There's always an inside guy somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah. Everywhere. There are countries that run on bribes. We know that.
Mexico, Panama, yeah.
Yeah, they run on bribes. Now, I know that wherever there's a lock, there is a key and an extra key. It's just harder for the average person to come across. But everyone can be paid off. Everyone has a price. My price, by the way, is $10 million, and the show will end. But I'm not quite sure what to pay me. And if you give me these Canadian dollars that turn into just worthless paper, I'm not sure. What should I accept? Gold or
whatever? Gold and silver, man. Yeah, absolutely. Well,
yeah, my gold will have to come with an armed guard 24/7, won't it?
Well, you better go hide it. Have a good hiding spot.
Yeah. All right. Take care. All the best. We'll talk to you next time.
All right, brother. Take it easy.
Care.
Have a good one, everyone.
You too. Good night.